From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Greetings and welcome to this edition of Scrapbook Beltrami County. I'm Glenn Broggett. On this page of the scrapbook, we look back at the history and significance of the Red Lake Leech Lake Trail with Beltrami County historian Leo Sukup. That's on today's edition of Scrapbook Beltrami County.
I have this book called Mainly Logging here. And it is a compilation of what some old-timers discussed way back in the 50s. And they have a couple pages here with a map of what they call the Red Lake Leech Lake Trail. It's a trail that went from Red Lake to Leech Lake. It was mandated through the Treaty of 1863. And the Red Lake Indians, this was their first treaty, and they didn't have a Red Lake agency. And they knew now they would be getting government supplies because of the treaty rights that they acquired. The closest place they could get them from was through the Leech Lake Reservation, which did have an agency. And so they had to figure out a way to transport goods from Leech Lake up to Red Lake so that would supply the Red Lake people with the government supplies they were supposed to get. They asked for this trail that had been a walking trail since time immemorial, really, to be expanded and enlarged for wagons, and so that they could carry cargo up there. And of course, there was a water trail too that they used between the two reservations just for traveling by canoe for families and so forth, but they needed an overland trail. And so this Red Lake Leech Lake Trail was developed. It was in the Treaty of 1863, and by about the middle of 1870s, I think it had been completed, and it was used a lot for not only the government supplies that they needed in Red Lake, but settlers, forest people, lumbermen, surveyors, whatever, used it to travel from Leech Lake up to Red Lake. At that time, Red Lake was probably the only real settlement in the state, in the county, Beltrami County, Red Lake. Bemidji did not exist well till the mid-1890s. It just started slowly. But before that, Red Lake was already a town. It had stores, motels, and places for lumber people to get supplies and settlers to get supplies. So a lot of people were going there to get their supplies and settling land over toward Black Duck and so forth. And this trail, and I could describe the map we have in front of us showing where it went, but it wouldn't mean that much to anybody except people who live in the area. It was the main north and south trail for settlers and lumbermen to come into the county. There was the railroad came up as far as Walker, and then they would put the goods on a boat, a steamboat, which would take them up to the northern part of Leech Lake. And then from there they were landed on a dock up there and then carted overland all the way to Red Lake. There were also some other trails that came in. One came in from Fauston and hit the Red Lake Leech Lake Trail somewhere north of Bemidji here. A little further north, there was a trail that went east to Black Duck. There was kind of the main north and south trail. Then there was one coming from the west from Fauston and one going to the east to Black Duck, all off of this Red Lake Leech Lake Trail. So it was a very important conduit. It was a thoroughfare, actually, in the early days, and it used heavily until the early part of the 1900s, when roads and railroads came into Bemidji and people could travel other ways, you know, easier. Then it slowly diminished in importance. But it's still visible, and we are trying to identify where it goes and pick out spots along it that people can walk. And that's one of our projects here at the History Center that we're, you know, for tourists and stuff to, get their families out and about.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 Studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.